Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: رب عالم قد قتله جهله وعلمه معه لا ينفعه.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said: Often, the ignorance of a learned man ruins him, while the knowledge he has does not avail him.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, a beautiful discussion which we have had with you listeners for quite some time. We have talked about over the various different programs about the intricacies of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We have seen this universal persona from many different aspects. But one of the things that we had not done in our initial discussions and in our initial programs was this idea that why should this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam be followed? What traditions are there? What statements are there? And who made these statements in order to tell us that this universal persona, which we have talked about at great length, why this universal persona should be followed and obeyed? It's very interesting. There's this one place where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, says that if a servant worships Allah between the rukn and the maqam for thousands of years and then passes away and dies, while being an enemy of Ali. Allah will throw them into hell on their face, and they will be in the abyss of hell forever. This really is an amazing tradition which talks about the importance of following and loving and obeying the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, of course, who speaks from wahi, he does not speak from his own carnal or base self or his own desires or his own fancies or his own whims. This individual who is the Messenger of Allah from beginning to end, he is the seal of prophethood. He says that if a servant, an abid, worships the Almighty Allah between the rukn and the maqam, which itself is probably one of the most holiest places of Islam, and they do so for thousands and thousands of years on one side, but on the other side they die while being an enemy to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allah the Almighty will still throw them into the fires of hell. Now, it makes you think, how is this even possible? How can we say that the worship of thousands of years in such a sacred place will still end up having one thrown into the depths of hell because they had enmity with Imam Ali alayhi salam? Well, this is precisely where this idea of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam and how it must be followed comes into play. If one is an enemy of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we put the other traditions together and we realize that the Messenger has said that his existence is the existence of Ali, and the treasure of the knowledge of the Messenger is Imam Ali alayhi salam, then of course one who becomes an enemy of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, is in reality an enemy of the Messenger of Allah, is in reality an enemy of the Holy Quran, and is in reality an enemy of Islam and the Almighty Allah. And so it is in this manner that we realize the utmost importance of following the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And along those lines, if it is of utmost importance to follow the universal persona of Imam Ali, then it is of utmost importance to know and research and understand what is the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A very thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of none other than Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabe English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, all trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him, and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And if you really look at this ayah, this one sentence, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, in the context of the event of Ghadir where it was revealed, you know, then you understand what is the importance of the words of the sixth Imam when he says, the namaz and the fasting and the zakat and the charity and the hajj, everything has no meaning, has no positive consequences in the akhirah if you don't have the wilayat of Ali and Ali Ali. And not only that, this whole issue actually can even be understood very clearly. If you look at the story of human beings, the early days of this story of insan, I think the story of Adam alayhi salam is a very powerful story. There are so many things we can learn there. And even this issue of imamat and khilafat, you know, you don't really have to only talk about Islam. You can actually go to the early days when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the first human being, Adam. There you will see many indications of the concepts that we talk about, imamat and wilayat. You look at the background of shaitan. And it's important, you know, we have to know the opposites. You can't only say, only to talk about the positive. You also have to recognize the negative to understand the positive. Look at shaitan. What was the status of shaitan? He was from the jinn. He was not even from the malaika. But because of his ibadat, for centuries he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that his status elevated up and up and up till this jinn now is given the privilege of moving around in the assembly of the malaika. He's allowed to stay with the malaika. And that is where you see that, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the image of Adam, before putting the ruh and the soul, He basically told that assembly of the malaika, the angels, but Iblis was there. Because he had that status and that privilege to move around with the angels. And if you look at, because of that, you know, he was on that level. And his ma'rifat is not incomplete.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.